Grunge became a noun. It seemed a way to pigeonhole a bunch of bands.
Along the way, somebody decided to call it grunge.
What is grunge? Does it involve the flannel shirt?
Hey-o. Welcome to The Grunge. We are a podcast exploring sex, drugs, and rock and roll. I'm Joseph Rose.
And I am Jerry Wood.
Hello, Jerry.
Hello, Joseph. How are you?
How am I, you ask?
Yeah, how are you?
Well, Jerry, since you asked, I'm going to tell you. I'm high. I'm high on these weeds.
No.
I had my normal weeds and I ate edibles, as you know, some time ago. They are currently affecting me.
This is overtime.
We're in overtime, folks. You want to know? You want to know what's going on behind the scenes? Well, I'm going to tell you. Jerry and I have recorded an episode already tonight. And now it's 10:30 at night. 10:30 at night as we record this right now. And we're starting a second episode. We haven't done this. Have we ever done this?
We did in the beginning.
Maybe once.
In the morning, we worked mornings.
Okay.
In the beginning of the show, we would do a Patreon and a standard.
Okay.
We decided that was bullshit.
Yeah,
that was bullshit. Too much at once.
Jerry is heading out on a sort of vacation. Would you call it a vacation? I guess it is.
It's away from sales and everything else. Yeah, it's a vacation. I'm going to New Hampshire.
He's going to witness his mother's, was it seventh wedding?
It is. She is eternally marrying men. First, she murders them, and then we get the money, and then we marry again, and wash, rinse, repeat.
Round and around we go.
Just keep it going.
So Jerry's going to be away, and so that'll mess with our recording schedule a little bit, we think. So we're going ahead and plowing into overtime tonight.
Or we could do the same thing tomorrow.
We've already started it.
Just come back at 9. I'll take off for a little bit of work.
No, but you say that, but you won't.
Well, I'll be here at 10 then.
No, that's too late.
Well, we're starting at 10:30 now.
But we're in the groove already. I was already out here.
The groove.
I'm already out here. I'm already in the chair with the headphones. I could barely get up if I wanted to. You know? I might need your help when this is over.
I will carry you platoon style for the bedroom.
Thank you. Hey, guys. How are you all doing?
So extra tired. Everyone's so tired.
Hey, everybody.
Hey,
second effort.
You guys still want to do an episode?
Let's go. Yeah, man, we're looking forward to this, though. This is going to be exciting. This is marathon shit. This is what people do.
Yeah, why not?
Real radio shows are 4 hours long.
This is like one thing about us that is kind of different. Sometimes I'll notice little things, you know, I'll be all trying to wrangle you into something, and you, of course, are like, no.
Mm-hmm.
And I like... Sometimes I think it's safe to say I like when random shit happens. I like having a night thrown into an unpredicted direction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm up for it.
Right.
I'm up for shenanigans most of the time. You know, in my normal everyday life, you know, you get into a routine. I'm just like everybody else. You get into a routine, and as you get older, you get a little more, you know, dead, and you just start drifting into basically wanting to be in a grave, and you just don't do as much, and, you know, it starts to get real samey, and I try to push back against that as best I can. Mm-hmm. Pandemic didn't help, and winter sure as fuck didn't help, so I've been really in a bad spot. It's put me in a bad spot physically, and that, in turn, has put me in a bad spot mentally. I'm sick of it. You know, if I could push like a red button right here on the fucking podcast machine and it would just kill me, I'd push it.
You know what? These things do so much.
They do. But the one thing, of course,
they
don't have my self-destruct button.
It'd be cool, though, if there were explosives in your headphones.
Yeah.
And you knew that.
That'd be perfect.
That button was right there.
Yeah. I always think everybody should come with a Touch ID equipped self-destruct button. That's what I think.
It was a Futurama had that.
Oh, yeah.
But they had to, it was one of the few the first episodes, I think, the guy walked into the suicide booth. And it was like everyone was, there was a line. People were just getting killed.
Because, I mean, think about it. Like, you ever think about just killing yourself, Jerry?
Nope.
You never did?
No.
You never had like a depressed period as a youngster?
Nah, I always knew that this was always going to be, and it's always going to be like this. There was no, people who want to kill themselves had hope.
Mm.
That is not, I don't have hope.
Yeah, I've been thinking about it since I was a teenager.
Yeah, I haven't. Doesn't really, I live to see things. And I'm not
in a place where like I actively am contemplating suicide. Yeah. Like, I don't mean that. I mean, I have been in that place for sure, but I'm not. I don't really find myself there. Typically, I know that I'm probably going to kill myself or I'm going to die by accident before and then.
Contractually, I may be obligated to say, I don't want you to do that. Please don't kill yourself. If you do, then just leave the password.
I know.
So Andy can take your place.
I know.
Don't kill yourself. What the fuck's wrong with you?
Well, whatever. I'm just being frank. And but I'm not planning on doing it now. I'm just saying.
Oh, good.
You know,
there's a bright
spot. What was the point? What am I talking about?
You like when things are random.
I was getting somewhere with it, but yeah. Anyway, we're doing two episodes tonight. That's the point.
You know, these things are supposed to be advertisements for other things. Like, new listeners are supposed to be like, oh, I like these guys. We just went on a 6-minute rampage, and it was like, well, there we go. Second episode down. But you have no idea because this is the first time you're listening to us. Well, we did two in a row. We're tired. This isn't our best effort. So let's move forward from here. Joseph, what album are we listening to tonight?
Jerry. Fuck you, man. What the fuck?
What is wrong with you? I just think about it sometimes like, you know,
this is
not a bad podcast. If this is your first time listening to it, it's not bad at all.
Take his word for it, guys.
It's really good.
It's really good.
You know, it's like in car sales when somebody says... When you say, just please buy this car. No one says, please buy this car. Because then you won't. No, no, no. What the fuck's wrong with you? This is what we do. That's what I'm doing now. Hey, just get through this. Next up.
What's wrong with it? Why
Nothing's
are you
wrong
saying
with our
it's
podcast.
Bad?
We're doing a great job. But I love
why
how
are
we,
you saying this
I
is
love
bad?
How we say, we went on a 5-minute diatribe. We're supposed to go somewhere. And I was like, I don't know.
Okay, well, what was I saying? Where was I going with this?
I zoned out.
Oh, you son of a bitch. You're supposed to be listening to me. I'm sitting here talking to you.
No, it's you were talking about how you like the random in life.
Yeah.
And you like when curveballs are thrown and how we can all be samey. Listen, it's over now. Let's just, it's over now. We did a great job.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I like us randomly doing an overtime night.
And
we'll do another album. We'll do two episodes.
And what's great about this is that me being able to do this and have this marathon night, that means the next episode that you're going to have stories about the vacation. You're going to ask what. It's going to be all new and fresh. So I'm looking forward. I do like the fact that we're doing like five in a row. So this is wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful stuff.
Should we get to some listener mail?
Please. I didn't know we had more. This is amazing.
All right. We've got a couple listener messages here from patrons. Guys, go to thegrungepodcast.com. You'll find links to our social media, a form to drop us an email and give us some feedback or whatever the fuck you want. And of course, the button to join us on Patreon. We've got a $5 tier. Where you'll get, I think now we're over 50 bonus episodes, 51 or two bonus episodes as of this recording. You get a ton of those. And then on the $10 tier, we also add in the ability for you to request any album in the whole world that you want. And we'll do an episode on it just because.
And these are interactive forums on the Grunge Podcast.
Yeah, we got a whole bunch of shit going on.
There's a lot of good stuff going on there at the Patreon.
Yeah, we'll send you, occasionally we'll do a giveaway, and like lucky Mr. Kevin Sullivan won a whole.
Prince of Darkness got a what? What'd he get?
He got some Almond Joy.
Mm.
We've got a message from a Ms. Valerie Janssen. She's writing, I believe she's writing in reference to the Paula Cole episode that we just recently did. We covered This Fire from Paula Cole. She just noted such a feminist episode during Women's History Month.
Yes,
that's what she wrote in.
I remember being something not being so pro feminism in that show. There was a couple things.
I don't
things,
know what you're talking
but
about.
Mostly it was feminist.
Thank you, Valerie.
Thank you, Valerie.
We got one from a Ms. It looks like Mara Lescates. She writes in also in reference to the Paula Cole episode. She says, okay, showing my age here, but I nonstop listened to this album my freshman year in high school. Her voice was something I was in awe of. Not grunge, but a nice change of pace. Thanks, guys.
I liked it.
She was into it.
I thought it was a good album.
It was solid, right?
An album I listened to once again. Love Mississippi. Love, yeah, just a great
You listened
album.
To it a little more?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
took
cool.
It home. Took it home with me.
Thank you, Mara. Love that. And we got one from Darcel. She was writing in reference to the Paula Cole episode. I'm sure you won't be surprised to hear this from me, but when I voted for any great album, any genre, Paula Cole is definitely not what I had in mind. I can't believe you guys gave this an A and gave System of a Down a B-. Shame.
Mm-hmm.
Shame.
Right.
She says.
That's. I wish we heard that email in a previous episode.
Darcel, I'm sorry.
That's very upsetting.
I'm sorry you didn't appreciate it.
And I hope that you'll still be our friends.
Yes.
This is all over.
I hope you ever hear this episode since the last episode went the way that it did. What are you going to do?
Yeah, you know, you got to look at a car crash. So we all did that.
Yes. What else do I need to mention, Jerry?
We did the Patreon. We did the website. We did the viewer mail. I guess now.
We did everything.
We did it all. We talked. And
all right, guys. Well, have a good night.
Thank you for joining us. You've been so good. Thank you.
What are you doing?
Just thanking the audience. And then now we just, you know, don't be a... You know, say that.
Why? What's wrong with you, Jerry?
Just say.
Why do you never want to do shit? You don't want to do the fucking episode?
I do want to do the episode. I'm only kidding.
You fucking go. I'll do it my damn self.
Shut up, Joe. Ziff.
Fucking dare you.
I do that to everyone. I have like four Joe friends, and you're the only
I'm not
Joseph.
One of them.
You're the only Joseph, so it's like hard. So many Joes. Only one Joseph.
Guys.
There's only one of you.
We've been exploring the year 1970, okay? You realize we've been doing that a little bit. We started with the debut album from Black Sabbath. Of course, it was Black Sabbath featuring the song Black Sabbath.
That's right. Like Bad Company does the same thing. Bad Company, by the way, Bad Company.
It's pretty cool. That's cool, you know?
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. And so tonight we're in the year 1970, and we're covering the second album from the band Black Sabbath. This album is called Paranoid. I don't have any facts about it. It came out in 1970. It's the second album. It represents a significant musical
metamorphosis.
Something. They've grown significantly since the first album.
Yeah, and they rapid fired a shitload of these albums.
Yeah, this was recorded a mere months after the first album. I think it may have been 9 months or something. Not a long time. They got in there. They did it quick. This album, Jerry, what are your thoughts? Let me ask your thoughts about this.
You know, I didn't really have it. To me, I didn't really look at any specific Black Sabbath album and look at it and go like, oh, I like that one. I like that one. I like that one.
Really?
We had a bunch of mixtapes. My dad would make music for the field. He had all of these Black Sabbath albums.
Yeah.
But he would make music for the field, bring his boombox, and it wouldn't be in any real specific order. Like more of a, like with cassette, you can do it like whenever. We had one of those bomb-ass, the state-of-the-art entertainment systems, you know, and he was able to record out on demand. And so like they all sort of blend in, you know?
Okay.
It's hard for me to say Paranoid. I know it has Paranoid on it.
Yeah, this album,
the big album.
This album is probably, when you ask around people's favorite Black Sabbath album, this is going to probably be the most popular. It just is. It's got War Pigs. It's got Paranoid. It's got Iron Man. You know, those three are what most, you know, people very casually acquainted with Black Sabbath are going to know.
Every song.
And those are the ones that got me as a little kid.
You roped in with these. And I noticed the similarity. I know you hate when I say it.
What?
The similarities between them and The Who and their tempo changes. Right in the middle of a song, they'll put another song in the middle of it. And it's really my pet peeve with Black Sabbath. It's not a breakdown. It's a whole other goddamn song.
Yeah.
And this is chock full of that.
Yeah.
Like chock full.
All right. Yeah, this is where we're at. Now, for me, like I said, yeah, some of my, I believe I've told the story on here for sure. I definitely have, you know, some of my earliest memories of music and life revolve around Black Sabbath and particularly songs from this album, especially Iron Man and Paranoid. Those were just those first things. And War Pigs, you know, they really just captured my imagination as a kid. I'd hear them somewhere, wherever I heard it that first or second or third time, that I was like, wait a minute, this is fucking, this is my shit right here. And I've told the story on here, my early on Saturday mornings as I was a little child, my mom would be running around cleaning the house on a Saturday morning. That was like her thing. And she would call in to the local college radio station, WDNR, from Widener University, I believe. She would call in the request show that was happening at that time of the day on a Saturday, and she would request Iron Man usually or a Black Sabbath song for me. And so the radio DJ would say my name. He would say, all right, this one's going out to Joseph. We got Iron Man. And I would freak out. It was about just the coolest thing. I was like, how the fuck am I on the radio? How does he know I love Black Sabbath? This is crazy. And it would just blow my fucking mind out. You know, I was so in to Black Sabbath. And if you know me at all, you know I'm more into Black Sabbath now than I ever have been. Right. It's been going on since I was a tiny child.
A toddler.
Yeah, literally a fucking toddler. I was sitting on the vacuum cleaner while my mom would pull it around the living room vacuuming.
This is one of those tube. Oh, this is one with the hose.
Yeah.
There's the hose, the big canister with the hose.
Yeah, I was small enough to be sitting on the fucking thing getting pulled around.
Mm-hmm.
And still.
You know, I want to talk more about Black Sabbath, and I will. But what I do love is usually with those type of vacuum cleaners, it's a canister, hose, nozzle.
Yeah.
You know, the paint job on that canister was always excellent. Like a light seafoam green or deep crimson blue.
You know, actually, the one we had, this is a long gone fucking memory.
Yeah.
But it was sort of a bluish tone. But on the top, it had like a faux wood grain.
Yeah.
It was
the handle.
It was sweet.
Some chrome. I mean, these things were built like hot rods. It was an amazing thing. And this was the only safe way to have sex with a vacuum. People are putting there's a hose there. You do what you do. But your current vacuums, your standard push vacuum, will rip up your dick. Don't do it. There's a lot of pictures on the internet of people sticking their dicks
there
in
is?
Vacuums. Yeah.
Yikes.
Used to be.
I never would look at that.
They were using the one your mom used to pull or you around on.
Don't talk about my mother again, Jerry.
Just saying. We just talked about
it. My mother is dead, you son of a bitch.
Mm.
You're
I hope that's going to be a t-shirt. Because you say that once every other episode.
Because of you.
Yo, my mother is dead, the Runge podcast.
Guys.
Sorry.
Again, I didn't bother with the facts.
You know why?
It's
who cares?
This album is as important as any album in the world, I think. No finer album was released in 1970.
I can't see that. I don't know. You can't say that.
I just did.
Didn't you said Moondance came out in 1970.
Yeah.
Van Morrison's Moondance.
Great album.
Yeah, okay.
This is Paranoid.
All right.
Moondance fucking wishes. Okay. And I love that album. I love it. We may listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
It is not Paranoid.
All right.
You know, not many albums are on the level with Paranoid, right, in my opinion. I don't know. It's the real deal. Should we just do it?
Go, man. You got it.
Let's do it. Track number one, Luke's Wall, War Pigs. Is there a more fucking iconic, awesome opening to a fucking album than this?
It seems like you should go into battle with
this.
Yeah,
dude.
Gathered in their masses, just
like witches. It's just not much for me to say about this.
Yeah.
You know, you just, it's good, but I will say, play.
Come on, Jerry.
It's all played too much. Sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields of bodies burning. As the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind. Poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
God damn. I just.
I'm just so used to it.
I'm about to. I know what you're saying. I know.
It doesn't appeal to me.
But you gotta be able. There's a thing, man. Maybe weed will help. I don't know. You gotta be able to eliminate that. You gotta get past it and reintroduce yourself to the song. Put yourself in that space.
We didn't give other albums and other artists that type of leeway.
We're not talking about any schlub band right here.
I understand.
It's Black Sabbath.
Can I alter the critique?
Stop it.
But I'm not negative about it. It's a fine song.
It's one of the greatest songs in the world.
All the songs you mentioned, as far as singles are concerned, are just, you know.
Well, the next track coming up, Paranoid, the title track, was sort of an afterthought. It was slapped on there. It was just a quick rocker. And that's what it is. You hear it. It's a quick little rocker. Simple song. It was like an afterthought. They wanted an extra song. The record label was like, we need another song. Put a good, you know, an upbeat song on there. Mm-hmm. So they just went in and cracked out a little upbeat song. Mm-hmm. And it is what it is.
I still get butterflies listening to Iron Man. Like, I love Iron Man. Also, that was, I think, the Road Warriors theme song in the NWA.
That's right.
Oh, you do know that.
I know that from when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
I know that.
It would come out, and it was terrifying. These guys really beat the shit out of people. It looked like, at least. Yeah, maybe this will help. Because I'm already a little annoyed. I don't know what it is about this song. I don't get it. I don't like War Pigs.
What? Shut your mouth, Jerry. You don't like War Pigs?
I said it was a good song, and let me be honest with you.
Of course it's a good song.
I said it, but I was lying. I legitimately don't like the song.
That's crazy.
I know. I like the beginning. I like the mood, but I don't like the rest of the song.
Oh, my God. I love this jam.
I know. And
it's so fucking great.
It's got
listen
all
to Geezer Butler freaking out. Iommi's. Oh. Ozzy's voice on it.
I never liked it. I mean, you hear them. They're rocking out. I get it.
Love this.
Now in darkness, world stops turning. Ashes where the body's burning. No more war pigs have the power.
When have you ever heard a song like this? It's so fucking. We're immune to it because of how old and played it is. We're immune to it. Like, I don't know, man. It's a shame. It's a shame that has to happen.
It's not the song's fault.
No, it's certainly not.
Everything's okay.
It's like, I try to think, like, what you remember how excited you were, like, the third time you had sex. Compare it to the 400th time you had sex. Like, whatever. It's a little different.
It's a victim of its popularity.
It's like you get numb to something. You can allow yourself to become desensitized to something that's so fucking awesome.
I understand. And I'm not.
Which is what this is.
It's not. That's not the reason it's played. I just never liked the song.
Jerry?
I mean, it can be as simple as that.
Don't upset me.
We can't just always agree on things.
Jerry?
Yeah, they're doing that thing they always do. End it.
I do like Geezer the way the song
Jesus Christ.
I do like the little rewind noise or the fast forward noise at the end. I like that. That's cute. But.
Jerry's now sleeping.
I'm not sleeping. I'm with you. I actually would like to say my quality of sound is better now. Looking up, I'm singing like Lemmy. Tell me I'm talking like Lemmy. I got the mic up in my eyeballs.
Times you think you've ever had sex in your life?
I don't know, man. If you want to hear that, go to sexwithjerry.com.
What, you're mad about that?
No, I'm not mad. I don't know. I'm not really in that headspace. I'm not going to talk about that.
Jerry, I'm saying how many times?
I don't know. I'm not going there right
what,
now.
Why are you aggressive about this?
I'm not aggressive. I just,
is that personal?
I don't know.
Why are you upset about that?
I forgot the question already.
How many times do you think you've ever had sex in your whole life?
Jesus, I don't fucking know. That's a huge question. You tell me. You tell me when you do. I don't know. I mean, what,
all right, sorry,
hundreds,
I asked.
Hundreds
man.
Of times. What the fuck? I don't know.
Wow.
20.
Yes, 20 times.
The fuck kind of question is that? How many times do you think you've had sex? I don't know. How many times Jerry. Did you shit? How many times have you taken a shit in your life? I don't fucking know.
You are the worst. You're so cranky and old.
I'm not cranky. Here we go now. Let's listen to this. They play this at the dealership.
The title track, Paranoid. It's my least favorite song on the album.
Yeah, it's easy.
But I'm cool with it.
I'll tell you, this is nothing sounded like this again.
No.
You don't hear a lot of this, just like, there's not a lot of imagination.
Like,
in the
it's
riff.
Weird. Like, it's not really representative of Sabbath.
A biggest hit.
Ever. Like, this time or any other. Like, it's not really like, a very representative Sabbath song.
This is the one song I've heard on the radio.
Yeah. Oh, for
lot.
Sure. Yeah.
What is he saying there? Fuck you from my brain? What is he saying?
No, Jared.
I don't know what he's saying. I never bothered to research it either. I was always singing "fuck you" from my brain.
That doesn't even make any sense.
I don't know what Ozzy doesn't make sense.
Well, he doesn't write the lyrics.
Oh, he doesn't.
Geezer Butler writes the lyrics.
Oh, no, that's terrible.
Yeah, dude. That's still kick ass. Naomi's got a great fucking guitar
that
tone.
Fuzz 60 yeah, guitar thing going.
Love
there,
that. Yeah.
Yeah, that works. That little distortion. It takes imagination to put that in this. That little bass walk up.
Yeah, man, Geezer is a fucking man.
Top bass.
He does just the right amount of shit.
Yeah. Like, who shows up? We were talking about, I think, Pearl Jam's bassist who will go a little nuts, you know.
Ooh. Yeah, he had a phase, man. He was a real badass bass player back in the day.
God, I should know his name, man. I fucking took...
Jeff Amon.
I know. I know his name. It's like, God. The Grunge in Overtime.
And track three, guys, let's revisit Planet Caravan. Imagine you make an album, you and your pals write a little album, and just like track three on it is Planet Caravan.
Yeah, this would be the ending song on everything. I love this. I'm It's a such a smooth song.
This is just like one of your jams on your second album.
Oh my god, yeah. This is the one that surprised me.
Of course.
Because yeah. Everyone bought Paranoid first. And yeah. Back then we couldn't just download it, so we had to listen to it. And this is the one that's, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. Ozzy singing through a Leslie speaker.
What's a Leslie speaker?
It's like a rotating speaker. Mm. It kind of gives it that warble. Mm. And Geezer just wrote this song about floating off in space, like a romantic getaway in space, is what it is. Yeah.
How many people took this one song and tried to copy it for their whole lives? Like, you know, like every little jam band and you know. Yeah.
And really, how many bands? There are whole genres of music based on basically this album. Like, you know, the Sabbath worship runs deep in some genres.
This,
again,
this has a world music vibe, though.
This song, I mean, this is the oddball, but I mean, yeah, the doomier sound that they establish on these next songs coming up.
I think that might have been one knock on this.
What?
Is that, it is a couple for me, but like, it does get sort of samey.
You think?
A little bit, and I'll explain as soon as we get to those parts. It just, structure sort of seems the same after a while. And that's why, like, when we did this, we said we're going to do some Black Sabbath. I was like, they got to be, like, sort of, like, weeks apart. And they have been, you know, because if we keep doing them, we're going to be upset.
Yeah.
You can't keep on doing the same thing over and over again. It actually makes me look forward to the singer change. Like, I look forward to the Dio versions, you know. I want to see that. Because I know this.
Yeah.
And I love this song anytime anyone does it. If I was at a bar and somebody started doing Planet Caravan with just some bongos, I'd be like,
I'm into that.
I would fucking throw a 20 in that suitcase.
Yeah.
You know, that's all right. It takes balls to play this song. Do it well. Isn't that jazz guitar? Yeah. That's some session guitar shit. Bass front and center. This was a good song on a system, man. Your whole car would shake. Even the headphones are a little funky right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, getting that good bass.
Bass.
Have you ever had a subwoofer put in your car or anything like that? Any car you ever just dressed up the radio and the rest of the car was shit?
I never put one in, but my car has a sub.
Mm. Like, oh, it's factory, yeah.
Yeah.
You never had a box.
I got a sub in here.
You never had a box with an amp in your car and all that shit.
No.
I tried. Cracked a windshield with that shit. It's like, this is the dumbest thing ever. I had a regular radio after that.
Yeah, I do like having the sub dialed in the room, in my, like, you know, in my stereo system in here. It's nice.
I'm going to drift away now for a little bit.
What the fuck, Jerry?
I'm going to go to bed, right?
You know,
listening to the sleep bird. Bird sleep.
There's nothing Jerry hates more than doing a podcast.
No, it's this song. You're just like, oh. I love this song. This never gets old.
I love it.
It's so good. Chinese water torture. That is my job in life.
Track 4. Motherfucking Iron Man.
Yeah. I love the way this comes in.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
Ominous.
That's so cool. Yeah, just recording that had to have been fun.
Yeah, dude.
Like, hey, now you see your Iron Man into it. Okay. This is the greatest hit.
Can't do it.
Paranoid is.
What about
a lot of
what fucking riffs? Is more. It's just
smoke
so
on
timeless,
the water,
dude. Like, listen to that.
Deep Purple, Smoke on the Water.
Sure, yeah. It's a short list.
Yeah. simple, easy to do until they get to that middle part again. Then you can't do anything they do. Like, there's a bunch of great guitar. There's a bunch of good amateur guitar players that can play this part and then stop midway through.
Yeah.
This is the first one that really got me. This was my jam
when I was
a little kid.
It appeals to kids. This was so... It's a robot.
The imagery that it conjured in my little mind, man. It just had me. This story of revenge.
Again, I brought up that album cover like 3 or 4 times. The Queen album.
Yes.
And I always thought, well, that sort of belonged here.
Right.
Because that's the Iron Man. And you know what? The Iron Man movie, the first Iron Man movie ended with this. I was like, okay, I'm sort of hooked on Marvel now, you know?
Yeah.
They didn't play it the whole fucking movie, and they're like,
that's a good movie.
This is stupid.
Of that shit, man.
I would like you, Iron Man.
God damn.
Help you. What did he do? Well, that's the problem.
Just that. Just the way that the song just lumbers on with that riff like that. God damn. It just...
Metallic.
They just invented this.
This was a... story being told, and it actually worked all the way around. It's opera. Uh-oh.
Just reach out and grab the outsiders, why don't you guys? Just fucking write the song. Oof.
Say Transformers. Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
Transform and roll out. Time for a breakdown. Another song in the middle of a song.
Yeah, listen to these two. Iommi and Geezer Butler killing it.
The drummer, you gotta give drummer props, too.
Hell yeah, yeah. Bill Ward, no joke.
Not a good jam going on here.
Hell yeah. When they just fucking lay back into the riff, man. When they have a way of doing it, and they do it a lot throughout their catalog.
Man, it works.
When Sabbath goes back into the riff, it is second to none.
The fact that they leave it for 3 minutes and then come back to it. That's what makes it sort of exciting.
Yeah.
Hey, it's what I hate and love about them all at once, you know? Hundreds. I don't think hundreds of times we've had sex. While this song drones on, I'm trying to think. Not hundreds. Can't be hundreds of times, can it? That sounds pimp, but it's not true.
You think it can't be hundreds of times?
I don't think it can be. I don't know.
Oh, I'm certain that it is.
I don't know.
Individual times that you've had sex.
I don't know. I don't remember a lot. Hundreds.
Really?
No. I'm talking about, I don't remember a lot, as in everything, you know?
Oh, well, yeah, but I'm trying to think about it, all the years.
Oh, wow, yeah, I guess maybe. I'm just trying to think of, I'm trying to picture every time.
Well, yeah, that's probably not going to happen.
Try to go through the annals of...
If you can remember every time, maybe it's not.
Sexual hallway.
sexual.
All right, guys, track five, Electric Funeral.
And here we go. This is the second time it's been brought up. This was all right,
I'm already in.
This was my Jell-O theme song. Jell-O wrestling theme song.
You fucking, as soon as that riff happens, I am sold.
Yeah. This song is fantastic.
Oh my God.
This is doom.
Yeah, dude.
Heavy doom. So me and my friend Dan Schaefer,
it's scary.
For charity, wrestled a bunch of other dudes in Jell-O at a Christian school. And this was the song we came out to. I was Jerry Burning Wood, and Dan was the Iron Man. Schaefer. He loved Black Sabbath. This song legitimately freaked me out as a kid too, because my dad's cassette player had a big red eye that let you know it was on.
Yeah.
And this song captures a mood so perfectly.
Hell yeah, dude.
And to your point, which I never thought of, from their little song again, and then they go right back into this riff,
yeah,
is chilling. Like, it's goosebumps shit right there. I do love Electric Funeral.
This is great.
Not a single, though. This is just one song on this album, like Planet Caravan.
It's too scary for people.
A lot of robot stuff, a lot of fantasy here. Power. I gotta find that Jell-O wrestling tape. I'll put it up on for public, really.
Yeah.
Fire. I don't think I would ever write another song if I wrote this. I'd be like, oh, that was good.
Dude.
That's enough.
That's about as good as it should get. Bro.
I wrote Methods of Modern Love by Hall & Oates and Electric Funeral. Two of the songs that should have ended music. But here you go again. What was that part? Oh, no, that's not what you think it is. Here's another part.
That's right.
And it's like there's four songs in one. It's like, Jesus, it's a goddamn trail mix. Oh, no. People are wood and blood. This part. Wait for this. Come on now. I want that in a pill. I want to eat that and feel better about my day. Are you on antidepressants? Yeah, I'm on Electric Funeral. Every time I walk into a fucking room, this song's playing. I'm taking control. Yeah, dude, there's nothing shiny about this. It's a guy in a black cape with a red sky.
Wow.
He's floating down on top of his smoke horse. Off the gallop.
Ozzy has that great quality back in the day where he literally, to me, he conjures up the imagery of a witch.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I talked about, like a witch with like a fucking cauldron of fire and wild shit happening. Like, that's what it sounds like.
I don't know what, some of his charisma is also, I don't know why it lends me to the deep South Baptist minister where there's like this message and it's fire and brimstone. They're playing with snakes. Shit like that, you know, that he's more of a prophet than a lead singer. And this song was perfect. That's the thing about this album. It frustrates me.
What do you mean? Why is it?
It frustrates me because my inherent hate for changing things over and over and over again comes out.
But they're so good at it.
They're okay, yeah. They just do it a lot.
Like Planet Caravan was the first full jam all the way through.
Oh, yeah.
Hand of Doom, guys. Oh, my God.
This is good.
Hand of Doom is so good.
This is not a bad, not a terribly bad song.
No.
Did I have this album? I guess I own this album. Is Sweet Leaf on this?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, then it was that one of my dad's fucking mixtapes. I fucked everything up.
What you gonna do?
This is so good. I love this vibe.
It's got a good blues.
Caught up with you.
This thing going for it.
Now you
almost spy music.
Yeah.
You know there's no return.
It's about heroin, I take it.
They certainly touch on it.
You think about that, 70.
Lots of Vietnam going on
that's
on this
a Vietnam
album.
Going on the 70s, but there were lots of people who remember the bomb being dropped.
Oh, yeah.
They were still alive doing their thing. Like, holy shit, you remember when we fucking dropped the nuclear bomb? I'm glad I wasn't alive for that. Like, I don't have that on my soul.
It's intense.
Yeah. Hard because
whenever
Jerry's
I would pick up a bass
cool.
back in the day, my hand would just immediately play this.
Can you? It was
I would just
a,
pick it up.
This is a simple little thing, though, right?
Yeah, real simple.
It's not easy.
It was just for some reason. I felt a bass in my hand and just played Hand of Doom.
Which is unique about this is it's still Hand of Doom.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Not the same fucking song.
Well, it's
it could have been another one. It could have been another thing.
It's a great part.
Took my headphones off for a second to readjust them. So wait, let me just take them off and not hear any music and listen to Joseph.
Yes.
Joseph.
Come on, Jerry. Why are you going to ruin it?
I'm looking at you. I didn't hear it for a second.
God damn it, Jerry.
Oh, I'm sorry. You felt self-conscious there?
That's right.
You've been in front of...
We're in the mix here, Jerry.
Hundreds
We're in the
mix. Of people. Oh, I'm sorry. In the mix. I don't know what that means. Is that, like, insider jargon?
No, it means we're in the mix.
We're in the mix.
Yeah, there's elements. Me, you, and the music.
Oh, okay.
We're in the mix.
I thought...
Come on, Cherry.
I don't know.
Technical terminology here.
Life, yeah. I need to know more.
You're more having a good time, Cherry.
Yeah.
And that won't last.
Obviously.
Your mind's all full of things. You're living too fast.
What am I supposed to do here?
Yeah, no, fuck you.
No.
Go, boys.
Good. What the fuck is this? This is fish. This is what fish do.
Fish fucking
fish. P-H-I-S-H. This is what they do. Hey, we have a...
That's called the fish wish.
It's the jam. Black Sabbath cover band. Cover band. Fish wish? What's this about?
There's fish wish that they could do this.
P-H-I-S-H wish.
We, I wonder if we get a cease and desist for that.
Fuck them.
Be a Black Sabbath cover band with Fish in the
fucking
name.
Hippies.
There we go. Back. What, oh, hey. Oh,
come
this
on,
is
give us
same
the groove,
song,
son.
There you go.
Hand of Doom.
And right in the middle of a jaunty fucking tune. Hand of Doom and a New Hope.
Yeah, this is good, man. Yeah, it's got that fucking so super fly type sound I like. It's G shit. Now you
know the scene. His voice is eerie back then.
Mm-hmm. Your skin starts turning
green. God damn.
It looks like that Clockwork Orange evil.
Yeah, man.
Just
it's like
pours
creepy.
Out at him. Yeah, it's
legit. Yeah.
Alexander DeLarge is singing to you, you know?
Spinning round, you fall down to the ground. Feel your body heave. Death hand starts to weave.
Damn.
It's too late to turn.
Listen to Bill Ward on the drums, dude.
Yeah, I mean,
he's out of control.
He's been the MVP, man. I know we don't talk about him often. We talk about
I love him.
But
he's a very unorthodox drummer.
Super unorthodox, because there's always a lot of different styles in every song. He's keeping time with that.
Yeah.
This can't be fucking easy. I'm just waiting for them to go into the same song. I don't know why I'm waiting for something else to happen.
This is track 7 of 8. It's a little Rat Salad.
I like Rat Salad because it was a throwback jam. This sounded 60s shit to me, you know? Yeah. Which is only a year separated from it, you know?
Yeah.
But this is like when I listened to the first Pink Floyd album, which is not the same thing, but it had the same type of mix. Like, I think I'm beginning to realize I like a cheaper sound. If done right, like that's why I like mine.
Sure.
That's why I like the King Gizzard or whatever the hell.
Right.
Because their shit was just like
you
super
like a retro type
raw
sound.
Retro sound. Like not like Matthew Sweet retro sound where it was just like, you know, this is the type of mix I enjoy. Listen to that. It sounds like it's live. Being played in a key.
I mean, it basically is. They would pretty much get in there and just jam these out.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they did do, like, 17 albums in 3 years.
Yeah, dude. I mean, these were not, you know, there's no, like, hefty production going on
here. I thought
there
would be somebody in there.
These albums are pretty fucking bare bones.
I love that. Anyway,
I really love that as well.
Because at first, War Pigs, like, I'm sorry I was so negative in the beginning, because War Pigs just fucking, I don't know why it upsets me. It's like the introduction to what I don't like the most. And then after that, it's over. This is an album full of singles. There's a good reason that this is people's favorite album.
Bill Ward freaking out here.
I mean, these guys came out of doo-wop. I mean, these are they're mature men at this point. What, like 20-something?
They were young. Yeah, they were still young men. Yeah,
young men. But they grew up, like, so back 70s, 60s, 50s, a little bit of the 40s, you know? So they come from the infancy of rock and roll into this, which would be their own thing at one point. At this point. Who else was doing shit like this? Again, not really knowing, so I'm really asking.
I mean, there was bands. I mean, Zeppelin had been around at this point. Sabbath had a pretty unique fucking take. They
dropped a lot of the anti. I don't hear a lot of like devil talk on this, you know, like because the first album they were covered in that they were slathered in Satan, you know.
Yeah,
this one not so much. This one's about robots.
Final track of the album, Fairies Wear Boots.
I like this too.
Jack the Stripper.
Mm-hmm. This noise.
You get the you know the fairies wear boots reference, what that means?
I knew it at one point, but I have no idea now.
He was they're referencing some skinheads that they saw. Got into a little skirmish or something, these skinheads. And that's what they called them.
They were still very much an issue back then, huh?
The fairies skinheads? With boots. Fairies wear boots.
Which is a derogatory term.
That's what they were saying about the skinheads.
Yeah. It's about skinheads, so it's okay. I mean, unless you're one of them, no one likes you. Like, it's
pretty
why
much.
Would you even join a group like that?
That's right.
You know, you're socially repugnant.
Yeah. Listen to that shit.
The worst fashion ever.
God damn, Geezer Butler.
They're going nuts. What's a Jack the Stripper reference?
Don't worry about it, Jerry.
Okay, yeah. I'm sure you know. You'll tell me off air.
Jerry.
I love calling
How
you
How about
air.
I kick your ass in this garage tonight?
Off air.
I don't know. This shit.
On air, off air for a podcast. Like we could pause this at any point.
It's all the same.
Is it? Going
home late last night. Tell him Oz. Suddenly I got a fright. Yeah, this is some noir shit.
He does that well.
She's the best.
All right now.
Yeah,
I think there's a lot
there's
of
something
Black
about
Sabbath
the
song.
Way he does it, yeah. Man.
Like I remember the best All Right Now he does was from Sweet Leaf. I think Sweet Leaf is one of my favorites.
He gives
songs.
It the good. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. All right now. That's a rock and roll thing too, filling shit in. What's your go-to? I guess we do a lot of them. But baby, fire, lady, we do all that. But the go-to.
I just like a good yeah.
Yeah.
I do that one a lot. I like that one.
Yeah.
In fact, I started the first thing you hear on my band's first song that we put out, our first EP. The first song starts with a big yeah.
Yeah.
Like that's the first sound.
It's an affirmative noise. It's good.
Yeah, it's like, it's just an introduction, man. Bam, all at once. We're right in it.
You know it's going to be a wild ride when they start off with, woman! And then yeah. Boom, off it goes.
Yeah, you I know, was like, I got to start it off like that.
I've been really on this Dirt book I've been reading.
About
really got
the
me
album?
Like, back into trying to like learn about rock and roll again.
Really?
Yeah, this book is fantastic. Miley
oh,
Crew's
oh,
book,
yes,
the Dirt.
I thought you meant Alice in Chains.
No,
I know
no,
what
the
you
book,
mean.
The
yeah,
Dirt.
Yeah, Motley Crue, The Dirt.
That Dirt, that book is so descriptive. And the more I read it, the more I like Mick Mars.
Oh, yeah.
He is, that's the guy I would have been
he
in Motley
reasonable.
Crue. He was a reasonable person. He didn't live with
that's
them
like
in a
you, Jerry.
Hole.
So
yeah.
Very reasonable.
I'm a very reasonable man.
Yes.
The outward appearance is that I am rational and not. I don't fly off the handle often. I will leave if you talk to me too long. Obviously, I'm very time-centric.
You are. Really upsets me.
Tick, 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 tick.
I was actually thinking about that while I was on mushrooms earlier today. I was thinking about you specifically in that way.
Time?
About, yeah, your time thing.
The clock king. Yeah, I mean, it's all about time. Out of my gripes with that, I have very little tolerance for things in general.
Yes,
I don't. You know, it just I put up with them if I'm getting paid. Again, that's probably a terrible thing to say. If I'm getting
like
paid
it feels like you're always sort of in a hurry to get to nowhere to do nothing.
Yes,
you know
that's when I'm at peace because when I'm not doing anything and no one's bothering me or talking to me or anything, and I'm not talking to them, I'm truly at peace. Silence.
Oh,
beautiful, precious silence. You know what the grunge is? The antithesis.
What, Jerry?
The antithesis of my natural peaceful state. The grunge is loud music, a person talking to me, and singing at me sometimes. And that is the absolute opposite of what I crave and succeed. success. It's in what I think my life is, will be a success. I need silence. You've heard nothing. Joseph's been bobbing his head. Like, yeah.
This is great.
Yeah! There you go.
Love this.
Listen to that shit.
It's fun.
Oh. Good time.
Geezer is not so good on this shit.
So good. But it's the right tone.
Yeah.
I could never be a musician.
What?
Because I would just be like, that's good enough. Yeah, yeah, this guy actually thought about like boom, 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 like, and it worked.
Hell yeah, it worked.
I like the way that ends right there. Mm. High pitched thing. That's a riff. All right.
All right, guys. 1970, Black Sabbath, Paranoid, the second album.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jerry, what do you think of this album? Try to be reasonable here.
The first song upsets me. The first song always upsets me because it's no. When I listen to Sabbath, I always know I'm not gonna like. I'm gonna like a song. I can't make a definitive like judgment on a song because it's several in one.
Yeah.
Like when I listen to Sweetleaf, I like the beginning and the end, but there's a part in the fucking middle. You know,
you don't like that part?
Electric Funeral. That whole riff.
That whole riff. Just play the same thing. The whole riff.
No, a little something. The whole riff. Then another 3-minute version of something else, and then back to Electric Funeral. I'm like, what the fuck?
The songs are not long.
They're not long at all.
They're on the shorter side.
But it bothers me that I have to like something completely different every time. And I shouldn't feel that way. I know I like this album. I listened to a lot of this album all the time as a kid. Discman, all that shit. Mostly mixtapes. For that very reason, it gets a B for me. War Pigs upsets me to no end because it's a reminder of the formula. But the rest of it, it's fucking fantastic. Anything with Planet Caravan, actually, since it has Planet Caravan on it, B plus.
All right. Is that your favorite? Do you have a favorite?
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to take, I don't, I intentionally, when I knew we were doing this, didn't listen to the other albums after that.
Mm, yeah.
Like I didn't go back and revisit them. So I know I'm going to be surprised. Especially with the lead singer I had no idea existed. Dio, Ozzy is who I know, but there's another guy somewhere in there.
Yeah, there's other. We're not going to do the other guys.
Oh, okay.
We're not going to do Tony Martin and, you know, we're not dealing with all of it.
All right.
There's some Sabbath albums we're never going to listen to because they're hardly to be considered a Sabbath album.
Okay.
Like in name only. They're, you know, we're not going to do that. But there's a whole bunch that we will do. So this is number two. Number two down.
We said that we were going to do this. We were going to take a look at the discography.
Yeah, and sometimes there'll be more space between them, you know, sometimes
I was happy with this one. I think this was a one where we talked and you said and you listened to me and I appreciate you.
Yeah, and it just kind of worked out too because I actually wasn't looking to do this album. I was thinking of like, you know, we said we're going to do other albums from other timelines and stuff or other years, you know. And so I went back. I was like, where would the other timeline start? And I thought 1970 felt about right. And we had just done that first Sabbath album, which was in 1970 also, as well as this one. And so I thought, yeah, all right, we're in line. We're in 1970 anyway. We're in place for the second Sabbath album.
You got to think, man, 1970.
Let's do it.
It's only 26 years later. Did we start our grunge journey or 22, you know, the 90 where we're at now at 96. So these guys influence a ton of the bands we cover. So it's so cool to see it, you know?
Yeah. Listen to this album, all like that whole middle of this album, and then listen to Alice in Chains Dirt and tell me you don't hear the direct evolution of that. I mean, it is Alice in Chains Dirt album is a direct result of Hand of Doom and Electric Funeral. Like, it is absolutely
I agree.
The same thing.
100%. I concur.
You know?
I concur.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing to see. I mean, it goes without saying, I give this one the highest marks possible. I love this album in
a serious fucking way. I just love it. I love the whole deal. Geezer Butler blows my fucking brains out. Everybody, I love them all. Everything about this is cool to me. My least favorite song on the album is Paranoid, but I'm super cool with it. I ain't hating on it. I love it. It's just the oddball. It feels like the last song that they just, you know, did.
What I like about Sabbath in this journey we're going to be on is, though, every time you hear it on the radio, you stop and listen to it.
Yeah.
Because they're not on enough. Like I said, War Pigs was overplayed, but I grew up in the 80s and the 90s, and, you know, and I moved on from there. But this, you stop and listen to it. Hand of Doom is never played. but you get you occasionally get Electric Funeral, you get Paranoid, you don't get Planet Caravan enough.
Yeah, if I'm in a place, War Pigs, if I'm in a bar or a bowling alley or whatever the fuck, and they got the jukebox, you're hearing some of these jams. Yeah. You're gonna hear Hand of Doom.
It's one of the
Electric Funeral.
I haven't been to a bar in a while, but I do like the jukebox mentality. I've always liked you subjecting others to my music.
Yeah, I really love it at the bowling alley. I love that the best.
Does McDade Lanes have that?
I like to go to this place called Playhouse. It's fun. We go there, you know, you get a little lubed up on whatever fucking drugs you got, and then you go over there for the glow bowling, and you play. I always start off my you know, you do it from the phone nowadays.
Yeah.
They got the app that connects to the jukebox in the whole place. So I always start, for some reason, I start with Leper Messiah from Metallica. I put on Leper Messiah, and the whole fucking bowling alley turns around like, what the fuck? Just happened in here. It changes the mood.
I think the Playhouse Lanes is near me.
Yeah, I think so.
It's in Drexel Hill.
Yeah.
And then,
it's the greatest.
That's not the place you play that song.
Oh, yeah, I play it every time. I love it. And then there's certain go-tos. You go to the Cult, Fire Woman. You always got to throw that one in there. I'll always throw Rocket Queen on.
I think if you just let it be, wouldn't the Fire Woman play? Well, maybe that's in the wrong era, because I know in Ridley,
not in that place.
Fire Woman will definitely.
Oh yeah,
fire! I do like that song. We will listen to that again.
Fire Woman, yeah, great song.
It's a really good song.
Yeah. So this gets the highest mark. This is an A. This is a super A. It has fucking Planet Caravan on it. So,
you can't give it an A plus.
It's the it gets the Paranoid grade, which no other album really can ever even get. You know,
we're talking to Pearl Jam. We've done this before.
Yeah, I love Pearl Jam, but. Come on.
All right.
You know, this is timeless. Well, Jerry, do we have any closing remarks or information?
Well, I am going to miss you. I will be gone.
Don't go.
I have to go.
Cancel it.
I can't cancel it.
Have your mom relocate the wedding down here.
That would be nice.
They can do it in my yard. I have many occult rituals in my yard.
Yes, you do. Yeah, it would be fertile ground for those who are not in the Christian. Yeah, for heathens. Yes, might have been a good idea.
Yeah.
However, we're too far gone.
All right,
and it'll be good not to be working. It'll be good to see a joyous event. It'll be good to
Now, what's coming up for us? We know there's some stuff coming up for us.
We'll have the Nightbird mushroom.
We've got a Nightbird coming up,
and then we have we still have our Sex with Jerry's.
Right now, we're officially done with 96.
We still have. I thought we had one more. I didn't know that. I don't know. I don't know the layout. Yeah, we're done.
I think we're done.
We're done with 1996.
I think we just wrapped up 96.
We didn't do one Wu-Tang Clan album. That's terrible.
We didn't. I'm sorry.
Terrible.
So we're done with 96. So next up, I think the next main channel episode you're going to hear after this one could be Nightbird 97. 97. Is that right?
Turning into a man in 1997.
There's some good shit.
I thought I had everything figured out in 1997.
It's a wild Nightbird. I already got the playlist pretty much put together.
Will White Town's Your Woman be on it?
Well, I don't want to give anything away.
I would like to hear that.
but man, there's a good bit of stuff.
You know what though? When we get to White Town's Your Woman, we'll play White Town's Your Woman.
We'll see. All right. Thank you, everybody. We love you. Hey.
Right on.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any fantasy points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that fantasy points has to offer. That's fantasypoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. Fantasypoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.